Don't ever study English. Listening comprehension tape.
Tape 2. A day in the life of a typical American family with a student.
Situation 1. In the morning.
It is Friday morning. Kevin's dad comes into his room, but Kevin is already awake and getting dressed.
Kevin, you are up early. Is there a reason?
Yeah, Dad. My band has practice this morning before school.
Really? But why so early?
We're playing at a school dance party tonight, so we have to practice this morning.
That sounds fun. What time is the party?
It starts after the football game, at about 8 o'clock.
Yes, but what time does the party end?
I don't know, Dad. About midnight?
And what time will you be home?
About 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock? That's pretty late.
I know, Dad, but I have to drive my girlfriend Karen home. And, Dad, I'm 17 years old. I'm not a baby anymore.
I know that, but I still worry about you driving your car late at night.
But, Dad, I promise to be careful, and you know I don't drink alcohol.
That's true, but there are other drivers who drink, and they are dangerous.
Okay, Dad, I promise to be home by 12:30, and I promise to drive safely.
All right, then. See you at 12:30 tonight. Have fun, and be careful.
Thanks, Dad. I will.
Situation 2. Skipping breakfast.
Kevin runs past the table where his father, mother, and sister are getting ready to eat breakfast.
Hey, Kevin, aren't you going to eat breakfast?
No, Dad, I don't have time. The band meets at 7:30, and it's already 7:15.
Still, you should eat something. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
Your mother is right, son.
Then I'll take some milk and cookies and eat them in the car.
Milk and cookies are not a real breakfast. Take an orange and a banana, too.
Yes, Kevin. Listen to your mother. She knows best.
Okay, Mom. Where's the fruit?
It's in the refrigerator.
Kevin opens the refrigerator and takes out an orange and a banana.
Got it. Bye.
Remember to be home by 12:30.
I will.
Goodbye, dear. Try to be home early.
Dad said I could stay out until 12:30.
All right, but don't be late.
I won't. I promise. Bye, Mom.
Good luck tonight with your band.
Thanks, Dad. Bye.
Situation 3. Band practice.
Kevin gets in his car and drives to his friend Barry's house where their band practices.
What's up, Kev?
Nothing. What's up with you, Barry?
The other guy said they'll be late, so we'll start practicing in a few minutes.
Cool. I wanted to talk to you anyway.
Sure. What do you want to talk about?
It's my parents. They're nice, but they try to protect me too much.
What do you mean? Can you give me an example?
Yeah, like tonight. They want me to come home by 12:30, even though they know there is a party. What do you think about that?
I'm not sure. My parents let me come home whenever I want. That's fun. But sometimes I think they don't care about me. Your parents are strict, but they really love you.
Yeah, that's true. But still, I'm not a baby anymore. I have a car and a girlfriend and everything.
But, Kevin, your parents bought you that car. And they bought you your guitar, too. I don't have a car, and I had to work at a part-time job to buy my own drums.
I guess you are right. My parents do a lot for me. I should be thankful.
Yes. And since you have a car, can I get a ride to the party tonight?
Yes, but like I said, I have to be home at 12:30.
That is kind of early. Maybe I'll get a ride there with you, and a ride back with someone else.
See, you're so lucky. You can stay out as late as you want.
Okay, okay. I'll go home with you, too.
That's why you're my best friend.
Situation 4. At school.
Kevin and Barry finish practice and drive to school. They have a little time before school starts, and so go to the cafeteria to talk.
Kevin, let's go get some coffee in the cafeteria. Class doesn't start for 10 minutes.
Okay, but I don't like coffee. I'll drink hot chocolate.
You can drink whatever you want, but let's go. There are some cute girls in there.
Why didn't you say so? I'm going.
You said you wanted hot chocolate, right?
Right.
Barry goes up to the counter and orders.
Could I please have one large coffee and one medium hot chocolate?
One large coffee and one medium hot chocolate?
Yes.
That will be $1.95, please.
Here's $2. Keep the change.
Barry takes the drinks back to Kevin.
Kev, here's your drink.
Thanks. What did you want to talk about?
I didn't want to talk. I just wanted to look at girls.
You're bad. Do you ever think about anything else but girls?
Yes.
What?
Ha! Women!
You're terrible.
Yes, but at least I'm honest.
That's true. I guess it's normal for us to think about girls all the time. We are 17 years old.
Even if it's not normal, I can't help it. I love girls.
You are not normal, but you're my best friend, so I like you anyway.
Be quiet. Hey, it's time for school. I'll see you at lunch. Bye.
Later.
Situation 5, U.S. History.
Kevin's first class of the day is U.S. History. His teacher is Ms. O'Neill.
Good morning, class. Today is Friday. Can anyone tell me what TGIF means?
I think it's a restaurant.
Yes, Kevin, it is a restaurant now. But what is the original meaning?
I don't know. You're the history teacher. Aren't you supposed to teach us?
Very funny. Well, I will teach you. The original meaning of TGIF is Thank God It's Friday.
What does that mean?
It means everybody loves Friday.
Why?
Because it is the beginning of the weekend, of course.
Yeah, that's true. Just like everyone hates Sunday because it's the end of the weekend.
Yes, and people hate Mondays, too, because they are the beginning of a long week of work.
And school.
School is work. It is your job.
I know. You don't have to remind me.
Sorry. But even Friday is a school day. So, class, please open your books to page 253. Today we are going to finish the chapter on World War II.
My grandfather fought in World War II.
Good. Then you should be very interested in it. Why don't you start reading?
No, that's not what I meant.
Oh, that doesn't matter. Just read.
All right.
Situation 6. Reading.
The following is the content of Kevin's reading from the U.S. history book.
World War II began in Europe. Europe is very far from the United States, and so, at first, the United States was not concerned. But the longer the war went on, the more the United States worried. Even though the United States itself was safe, many of its friends in Europe were in danger. England, in particular, was suffering from attacks by Nazi Germany. Still, this was not enough to get the United States to fight. Some people from the United States even went to Canada to join the Canadian Army and fight in Europe. World War II was a true world war because it was fought in both Europe and Asia. In Asia, the Japanese were as bad as the Germans were in Europe. Finally, in 1941, the Japanese bombed the United States Navy at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. Only then did the United States join the fight in World War II.
Ms. O'Neill stops Kevin.
Kevin, what do you think of this reading?
It's very interesting. My grandfather told me he joined the Army in 1943. So that is after Pearl Harbor.
Very good. You see why history is important. In history, we learn not only about our country, but also about our families and ourselves.
Yeah, when I think about it like that, history is pretty fun after all.
What do you mean, after all? Does that mean it was boring before?
No, that's not what I meant.
It's okay. You can be honest.
Honestly, it was a little boring.
Situation 7. P.E.
Kevin's second period class is P.E., or physical education. His teacher, Mr. Knight, is also the football coach.
Okay, class, today we're going to play football.
Mr. Knight, we play football all week. Can't we play a different game?
What other game is there? Football is the best game there is.
I don't think so.
Really? What do you think is the best game?
No one game is the best, but I like soccer.
Soccer? Soccer is for girls and Europeans. Americans play football.
But I like soccer. And my friend from Brazil says soccer should be called football.
What? There is only one football.
Yeah, but my friend says you play soccer with your feet, and so it should be called football. He also says that you play football with your hands, and so it should be called handball.
That is nonsense.
Why? I think it's true.
It may be true, but in America, football is football, and that will never change. By the way, Kevin, why don't you like football?
I don't like any sports.
What? Then what do you like?
I like music. I play guitar in a rock band. My hero is Kurt Cobain.
Who is that? Is he a football player?
No, he's a guitar player.
Situation 8. Brunch.
At many high schools, the break after second period is called brunch. During brunch, Kevin talks to his girlfriend, Karen. Hey, Kev, what are you doing this weekend?
My band is playing at the dance party after the football game tonight. I told you about it on Wednesday. Don't you remember?
Oh, that's right. I'll be at the game with my friend Lisa. Can I meet you at the party?
Why don't we go to the party together?
But I have to stay with Lisa.
No problem. I can give you both a ride to the party.
Okay, is Barry going too?
Of course.
Is he going with us?
Yes. Why?
Lisa doesn't like him, and I don't like him either.
But he's my friend, and he's also in my band. I have to give him a ride.
Well, then Lisa and I will go with someone else.
No, I'll make Barry go with someone else. I want to be with you.
Really? Oh, thanks. I love you.
I love you too.
Situation 9. Brunch 2.
Kevin goes to find Barry and tell him the bad news.
Barry, we have to talk.
Sure. What's up?
I have some bad news about tonight.
What is it? Is the party canceled?
No.
Is our band canceled?
No.
What is it?
I can't give you a ride to the party tonight.
Why not? You're my best friend. And besides, you promised.
I know, and I'm sorry. But Karen says she wouldn't go with me if I gave you a ride.
What? You mean a girl is more important to you than your best friend?
No, you are both important to me. I just really want to be with her tonight, and I love her.
How can you love her? You've only known her for 3 weeks.
That doesn't matter. I believe in love at first sight.
Love at first sight? She's not even that pretty.
Hey, be careful. You're talking about the woman I love.
Whatever. I don't understand you, Kevin. Anyway, I'll find a ride to the party and see you there.
That's a good idea. Sorry.
You should be sorry.
Situation 10. Health education.
Kevin's fourth period class is health education, in which students learn about general health matters like diet, exercise, and sex education. His teacher's name is Miss Moore.
Miss Moore, I have a question.
Yes, Kevin, what is it?
I have a question about sex.
What is your question?
When did you have your first experience?
Kevin, let me ask you the same question. When did you have your first sexual experience?
Actually, I'm a little embarrassed, but I have no experience.
Why should you be embarrassed about that?
Well, a lot of my friends have already had their first sexual experience, but...
Kevin turns red and stops talking.
There is no right or wrong time to have your first experience. Do not let your friends pressure you into something you are not ready for. When you are ready, it will happen.
Thanks, Miss Moore. That's what I tell my friends, but they all laugh at me.
Don't worry about that. Only you know yourself. Don't listen to anyone who tries to tell you different.
Thanks. You're right.
It's my job to be right. Now, class, please open your books to page 71. Today we are going to learn about diet and exercise. Who can tell me the meaning of the word diet?
It means women not eating so they'll lose weight.
Well, men can diet too, and that is only one meaning of the word. Who can tell me the original meaning?
I think it means eating in general, especially what you eat and when you eat it.
Exactly. Very good, Kevin.
Situation 11. Lunch.
After fourth period, students get a 50-minute break for lunch. Students who have cars often drive to restaurants to eat lunch off-campus.
Kev, let's go off-campus for lunch.
Okay, where do you want to go?
How about McDonald's?
No, I had hamburger yesterday.
Okay, then how about Pizza Hut?
Pizza Hut? It's far from here.
Yeah, but you have a car, so it's no problem.
That's true, but I don't have much gas.
You can buy some!
No, I can't.
Why not?
Because I don't have much money either.
Okay. If you drive, I'll buy the gas and the pizza.
Now you're talking. Let's go.
Kevin and Barry go to the parking lot, get into Kevin's car, and start driving to Pizza Hut.
Wow! When did you buy a CD player?
Last week. It sounds great. What do you want to hear?
What do you have?
How about Metallica?
Kill.
Situation 12. At Pizza Hut.
Kevin and Barry arrive at Pizza Hut and get ready to order.
Hello. Welcome to Pizza Hut. May I take your order?
Barry, let's get a medium pizza and each order one half, okay?
That sounds good. I want my half with sausage, onions, mushrooms, and anchovies.
Anchovies? Anchovies stink. How can you eat those things?
The woman working at Pizza Hut becomes angry because they are making her wait too long.
Excuse me, but are you going to order the second half of your pizza?
Yeah! Quit talking about how bad my pizza is and order your own half.
I will. I would like ham and pineapple.
What? Ham and pineapple are way worse than anchovies. What are you? Hawaiian?
No, I'm from California, just like you, but Hawaiian pizza is the best.
Would you like anything to drink with that?
I'll have a Coke.
I like water.
The woman gets them their drinks.
Here you are. That will be $9.59.
Barry gives the woman $10.
Here you are.
Here's your change. 41 cents. Your number is 13. Please find a table and I will call your number when your pizza is ready.
Let's sit by the window.
Great.
Situation 13. English class.
After lunch, Kevin and Barry go to English class. Today their teacher, Mr. Gomez, is talking about the SAT and getting into a good college or university or college.
Ladies and gentlemen, today we are not going to study English.
Cool. You're the best, Mr. G.
Don't be too happy. Instead, I want to talk to you about the SAT and education after high school. First, who can tell me what the letters SAT stand for?
They stand for Scholastic Aptitude Test.
Very good, Lisa.
I thought they stand for School's Always Lousy.
You are a good student, Kevin. You shouldn't have such a bad attitude.
I know, but I don't like school.
But you like English, don't you?
Yeah, but that's different. English is fun.
Well, what classes don't you like?
I hate P.E. The teacher's the worst.
Don't worry. There is no P.E. on the SAT. I have another question. Who can tell me the difference between a college and a university?
You can only go to a college for 4 years, but a university has graduate schools, so you can go there for a master's or a doctoral degree.
Correct. And what about a junior college?
A junior college is only for 2 years.
Correct again. And Kevin, don't worry about P.E. When you go to a college or a university, you will choose a major like English, for example, and you won't have to take many classes that you don't like.
College sounds much funnier than high school.
Situation 14. At home.
After school, Kevin goes home to drop off his books before the football game and the party. At home, his mom asks him about his day.
Kevin, why don't you tell me about your day?
Mom, I had a great day today.
Really? Why don't you tell me about it?
Okay. First, I had a really good talk with Barry this morning.
Really? What did you talk about?
Nothing special. It was just good.
Well, that's great. What about school?
School was great, too. I met Karen, and she said she would go to the party with me tonight.
What about Barry? I thought you were going with him.
I was, but then I decided to go with Karen.
You should be careful. If you make a promise, you should keep it. And Barry has been your friend for 10 years, but you've only known Karen a little while. Good friends are very important.
I know. I feel bad, but...
Well, what else did you do today?
In English class, we learned all about college.
I thought you said you only liked rock music and you weren't going to college.
I know, but my English teacher, Mr. Gomez, told me how cool college was, so now I'm thinking about going.
That's wonderful. Tell Mr. Gomez thank you for me.
I will.
Oh, look what time it is. It's almost 5 o'clock. The news will be on television soon. Let's watch it together.
Kevin looks disappointed.
Do I have to?
You don't have to, but you should.
Okay.
That's a good boy. Situation 15. Television news.
Kevin's mother turns on the television to get ready to watch the news.
Kevin, be quiet. The news is on.
Okay.
Kevin sits down on the sofa next to his mother. Just then, Kevin's sister, Mary, comes home. She comes into the living room and watches the news, too. Mom, I don't know why you like the news. It's the same every day. Every day there is some crime, fire, and floods. There is never any good news.
Mary, be quiet. I'm trying to watch this. I know there is some bad news, but it is important that we know what is happening in the world.
Yeah, Mary, Mom is right. It is important that we know about the world. Why are you so stupid?
Be quiet, Kevin. I'm a lot smarter than you are.
No, you're not. You're just older, not smarter.
You are both smart, and you both have to be quiet. The news is on.
Okay. But can we watch something else later?
Yes. Now let's be quiet and watch the news.
Don't worry about me, Mom. I won't be here. I'll be at the game and the party, but Mary won't. She's too ugly.
Shut up.
I said be quiet, both of you.
I'm going. Bye, Mom.
Bye, Kevin. Remember to be home by midnight.
No, Dad said I could come home at 12:30.
Well then, be home by 12:30. Your father and I will be waiting.
I will. Bye again.
Situation 16. At the football game.
Kevin and Barry meet at the football game. Barry is still angry at Kevin for not giving him a ride to the party.
Hey, Barry, when did you get here?
Why do you care?
Don't be that way. You're still my best friend, but you have to understand that I love Karen.
You really are crazy. I can't believe that you could use the word love after 2 weeks.
I've known her for 3 weeks.
It's the same thing.
Anyway, are you all ready for the party tonight?
Yeah, you know me. I'm always ready to play some rock and roll. But why do we have to come to this stupid football game?
To invite a lot of pretty girls to the party tonight.
Hey, that's a good idea. But I thought you were in love with Karen.
I am, but that doesn't mean I can't look. Besides, you might meet a nice girl.
I sure hope so. I haven't had a girlfriend since last summer.
Are you talking about Dana?
Yes. She was beautiful, wasn't she?
She was ugly. She was a dog. She was...
Barry gets angry and interrupts.
Stop it! I really liked her!
Sorry, I just think you were too good for her.
That's because you're my friend.
Hey, the game is about to start. Let's go sit down in the front.
I thought you didn't like football.
I don't, but at the beginning of the game, the cheerleaders jump up and down.
Yeah, that's my favorite part of football, too.
Situation 17. At the party. 1.
After the game, Kevin and Barry go to the party. Their band plays and everyone likes them a lot. After the band is finished, Karen wants to talk to Kevin. Hi, Kevin. You guys were really good. Can we go outside and talk? Kevin winks at Barry. holds Karen's hand and takes her outside.
What do you want to talk about, Karen?
Well, I don't know how to tell you this.
Just say it.
But it's really difficult.
You don't have to say it, I know. I love you too.
No, that's not it. I want to tell you I can't be your girlfriend anymore.
What? But I thought we loved each other.
Actually, I like someone else.
Who? I'll kill him.
I like Warren Holt, the captain of the football team.
Wow, he's huge. I can't kill him. But why didn't you tell me before?
Well, you're really nice, and I didn't want to hurt your feelings.
Can I still give you a ride home in my car tonight?
No, Warren has a nicer car anyway.
I really can't believe it.
Situation 18. At the party, 2.
Kevin is really sad. He looks for Barry. Finally, he finds Barry and apologizes.
Barry, there you are. I've been looking all over for you.
Hey, Kevin. You don't look so good. Have you been crying?
No.
Are you sick?
No, it's not that either.
Then what is it?
I have something to tell you, but I don't know how.
Just say it. You're my best friend. You can tell me anything.
Okay, I'll tell you. Karen dumped me.
She dumped you? Why?
Not why, who?
Who?
She says she likes Warren Holt.
You mean the captain of the football team? He looks like a gorilla!
I know. I feel like an idiot. I'm really sorry I broke my promise to you because of a girl.
Those things happen. I accept your apology. Hey, if you feel bad and you want to talk, you can sleep over at my house tonight.
Thanks. That's probably a good idea.
Situation 19. Kevin's parents get ready for bed.
It's been a long day. Let's turn in, honey.
Okay.
What's wrong? You look like you have something on your mind.
Well, another year and our son will graduate and probably leave home for university.
Oh, I don't even want to think about that.
Well, you had better start. That day will come before you know it.
Has Kevin indicated where he wants to go to school?
I have a feeling he wants to go to an out-of-state college.
Goodness! That means he will leave home and be all on his own.
Yeah, and it also means that his school expenses will be twice as high as at an in-state school.
Are we going to be able to afford that? How are the negotiations on that new contract at work coming along?
The city has decided to expand that section of freeway that leads to the new international airport, and it looks like our company is going to win the bidding for the construction contract.
That's great. But what exactly does that mean for you?
Well, it looks like my division will get the assignment, and it looks good for me to be in charge of design and engineering.
Why didn't you say something? That's great.
I wanted to wait until I was more or less certain. Anyway, if that happens, we shouldn't have to worry about Kevin's school costs for the first year or two anyway.
What do you mean, the first year or two? What about the years after that?
I would like to see the boy work for part of his college life and be responsible for at least part of his school expenses.
I thought you said we wouldn't have to worry about the money. Why don't we support him until he graduates?
You know we will make sure that he has the support to finish university. That's not the issue. I think it would do him a lot of good to work part-time to develop a sense of independence and responsibility.
I know you're right, but I just can't help but to feel protective when I think of my son living alone in a far-off city.
Don't worry. He's still our little boy for another year.
Situation 20. Going to bed.
After Kevin and Barry apologize to each other, they decide to spend the night at Barry's house. They begin to get ready to go to sleep.
Kevin, you can use the bathroom first.
But I don't need to use the bathroom.
I don't mean the toilet. I mean to wash your face and brush your teeth before bed.
Oh, okay. I'll brush my teeth first.
Kevin finishes in the bathroom and comes out.
Barry, you can use the bathroom now.
Thanks. I hope it doesn't smell too bad in there.
Don't worry. I told you I only had to brush my teeth. Nothing else.
Okay. I'll be in and out.
Barry brushes his teeth and comes out of the bathroom.
Good night, Kevin.
Good night, Barry. Did you set the alarm clock?
Yes, I set it for 7 o'clock.
Good, I have to get up early tomorrow, so I can go home before my parents wake up.
Don't worry so much. Your parents will understand.
I don't know. I promised them I would be home by 12:30.
Yes, but they trust you. You're a good student, and you never get into trouble.
Except tonight.
Ha ha! Good night.
Good night, and thanks for talking to me about girls.
No problem, Kevin. That's what friends are for.